Okay, fellow Alcyons, now that I've seen the Wizard of Oz ad sphere for myself, here's what worked and what didn't. The biggest concerns were the visual effects and the cuts. The majority of the cuts were minor dialogue changes.
Are you all right, Dorothy?
Yes, I'm all right. Just as scared as I am.
Most people won't notice these, but there were a couple of glaring cuts.
They cut King of the Forest.
Oh,
I always get bored during King of the Forest.
It's like not my favorite song.
As for the visual effects, yes, there were several moments where it didn't work and it looked unfinished. There were definitely a couple of instances where I felt we were being tipped headfirst into Uncanny Valley.
No, I don't know.
But those moments were balanced by moments like these.
Oh, the yellow brick room.
That's impossibly cool. Whoa. Whoa. Oh my god.
All of the essentials of the story remain, and this feeling of immersion is really special. There were several moments where I felt completely transported, and this was helped with 4D effects as well.
Warmth of the sun on you.
The tornado experience alone is worth the price of admission. This is a moment where the 4D effects and the visuals really come together perfectly. There's leaves and apples and monkeys. Oh my. So what's the verdict? Is the Wizard of Oz at Sphere worth seeing? Speaking as an Oz historian, this is a significant piece of Oz history, so looking at it from that perspective, I definitely think it's worth seeing. It's certainly not perfect, and since it's venue-specific, there's no risk of this version replacing the original. But there are some real visual gems in here, and the new score is spectacular. The supplemental AI is a distracting fail, but I can't deny that I had a really good time. I hope that the VFX team will continue to improve the graphics. If you're an Oz fan headed for Vegas, definitely give this a watch and let me know what you think.